Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment, your journey into personal growth. The splendor of any decision is after you've made it. All that remains to be seen are its consequences. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. Here at Threads of Enlightenment, we talk about the principles of self-development and personal growth. By having conversation with people who have walked through their journey of personal growth. We believe that everyone at some point in their life will have to deal with one or more of these principles to have the privilege of focusing on their self-development as humans. These principles, when applied, can help you to become the best self possible. Welcome to another episode of Threads of Enlightenment. I'm excited about our guests. And, you know, as we do here, our custom at Threads of Enlightenment is once our guest presents, we then turn it over to them so that they can introduce themselves first and then tell us what they have created to this day. And then you and I will go back and deconstruct their story so that we can gather and obtain from them wisdom, insights in how they got to where they are today so that you and I will become better human spirits. Anna, welcome to Threads of Enlightenment.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here. Hello to your listeners. My name is Anna Lanier. Yes, nobody can spell my last name, L-E-N-N-Y-R. Okay. And Anna is with one N. And I have created a company with two branches. One branch is dedicated to overcoming depression for teens and adults. The other branch is dedicated of preventing depression to make sure that all the life challenges are addressed for parents or adults. So nobody will make it to the second part of my company. So I will have in a few years of the chance of retirement.
That is funny. I love it.
It is true.
That is awesome. So you have these two products and system by which you have developed over the years. So Anna, what we do is our custom. We want to go back. And I believe that once we hit the planet, as I mentioned before, that we are beginning, that our society, our parents, grandparents, who are all imperfect in their way, they were traumatized somehow, somewhere. And from that lens, they then embark on becoming parents and grandparents and so forth. And so we are programmed certain ways. And then we enter into school programs, us and church and all those types of stuff. So talk to us about your family life. How was that situation, siblings, stuff like that?
So as many families, even today in the present, because the truth is that, you know, 1 million people kill themselves every year because they're unhappy, not because they're happy. Nobody kills themselves when they're happy, right? As many other families, you know, that are today in the living world, my family and I was programmed to suffering. We were programmed to be addicted to suffering, any kind of suffering, whatever suffering this came through. So I was depressed since a young teen. I had back problems because of it. I have all kinds of issues. By the age of 19, I was suicidal. I was more depressed after that. I was depressed pregnant. I got my own child in depression without wanting to, of course, because which parent wants to do that, right? So I continue like 2-3 generations of depression, keep going, until I realize that this is pure and simple insanity. And we need to take our lives in our own hands, okay? And then I looked for mentors to help me because this is the truth. When you are in that state of mind, you know you can do it, but you don't know how because you've never seen how. You've never seen somebody happy in your life except for the movies where you think that the actors are pretending to be happy, right? So the how and who is going to help you through this journey needs to be somebody higher up than you, needs to be somebody that has done it, right? but understands your struggles, right? It's like going somewhere and said, get my kid out of depression. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never had a kid. I don't even know how they feel. I don't know how they're thinking, right? So things like this that we were conditioned to just go there, ask for help, ask for emotional support from broken people.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering, why you're broken?
Yeah.
This is exactly why, right? So this was my journey of overcoming 27 years of depression and overcoming all this wave of suffering as my family was taking every suffering possible in. Poverty, single motherhood, alcoholism, being abused, verbally and physically abused. Everything was just another level of suffering, okay? Until I realized that I cannot continue like this, I will destroy my own child. And I went on this journey. It took 7 months to get out of depression. It took 3 generations to be in depression. And it took 7 months to get out. Okay. And now we do this even faster than that. We do this between 3 to 5 months. But we're here because, guys, we don't want you to get there. We don't want you to get to the suffering point where it takes so long. We can prevent this with simple strategies, and sometimes it takes only 1 week.
That is awesome. So talk to me a little, Anna, about what caused you to realize that I need to make this change. What was that incident or several incidents that brought you to the realization that something needs to be changed?
So my mom died overnight from a liver condition that at that time we thought it was connected to alcoholism, right? Yeah. Because she was an alcoholic too. And we thought, you know, she died at the age of 55 overnight. At the age of 38, I found out that I have the same condition as my mom had, except that I wasn't drinking. So this question is like, you mean I can die overnight at the age of 38? I don't even have up to the age of 55. And it's the same liver condition, but I'm not drinking. My mom was, right? So that realization that my son was a minor at that time, 8 years old, and I was about to die overnight, I realize that there is a lesson in it. And I joke in a way saying that, you know, the biggest lesson I received was 12 years after my mom died, when she actually told me that just because she couldn't overcome these life challenges and addiction and illnesses, it doesn't mean that I cannot. We discovered that we have a gene in all our family linked to depression. It's a gene linked to depression. So I had to figure out a way to shut it down. And I did do this with no medical intervention. We succeeded to shut down the gene for me and my kid.
Absolutely powerful stuff. You had mentioned earlier that, this is my belief as well, that because of how we are made and how we are created, the human spirit, the human being, that when we have these thoughts, which I believe produces the chemical response within our body, whether it's a good thought or a bad thought. And there's documentation to that effect, that once we begin to put those different, let's say, negative thoughts in our body, they manifest, I mean, in our thought life, and it manifests in our body, Anna, in diseases, in all types of deformity within the body, because it has all that energy and it has no place to go. We have depression is one of those type things that once you you have the thing within the body, it can cause havoc in so many different forms. And I take my hat off to you that you accomplish what you did via no medication, because the answers are within us. I believe, Anna, it's just a matter of us having the courage to go after those answers. Talk to me a little about, here you are, you realized that you needed to go make the changes, and you had alluded earlier that you started to seek out people. How did you go about to seek those out, and where did you go to seek those out?
So, of course, that the first thing you're doing is looking for doctor advice, right? Which nobody was able to do, period. Nobody knew anything about it. And then, of course, I went to holistic approaches, right? My son also has manifested this particular gene at some point where he was sleeping 20 hours each day for 3 weeks straight. So I went back to where did this whole came up once we identified. It came up from over 2,000 years ago, and it holded suffering, pain. So exactly like you said, you know, when the thoughts, when a bad life happens to you and you're prone to negativity, this actually is holded in a gene. And it's not only in your body. It goes generations and generations and generations. It transforms us, right? It transforms us in a way because you're wondering why these diseases come up. Because there is suffering holded into it, right? So what we are trying here to approach, you know, besides the fact that, you know, we can get people out of depression, that's beside the fact. It's how do you change your life to a happy state? So these kind of clicks, right, of these kind of triggers of illnesses won't show up. And how do you do that? You do that by building relationships with yourself and others in a happy nature, right? So having wonderful children that respect you, not that they're angry and disobedient, you know, having wonderful relationship, being confident you can find the right partner and knowing how to not, you know, let your marriage fall apart because of zero reasons, right? Just because you kind of grew apart and you just added all this negativity in the house, right? So making your life easier with relationships, with emotional balance, okay, that will hold all these genes up to exploding and destroying you. And there are people happy that live 90 years old and they've never taken one med in their life and they've never had one illness. And there are people around the age of 38, like I was, ready to die. And this is the difference. This is how this manifests in our physical body. Everything that comes into your body, every single pain, every single illness, tells you there is something that hasn't been resolved. Before you get to the last minute of dying, go and resolve it. It has to do with emotional wounds. It has to do with emotional balance, with relationship with yourself and others. Okay. Once you change all of that in the environment, you just can't live happily ever after. I joke today that at the age of 41, I was healthier than at the age of 14, but it was true. Medically speaking, it was true.
Talk to me about some of those specifics. Being in a space where you have grown up with depression and all kinds of trauma, as you mentioned, how did you, Anna, started to heal Anna? And how did she started to love herself? How did she started to propel yourself to get and develop better relationships? How did Anna, this 30-something-year-old woman, begin to do that? What were the tools?
So the number one question I ask myself, let's say that I chose a suffering life in this world. Why did I choose that? Why did I choose to suffer? If there is a part of me that's connected to God, God will never want you to suffer, right? The universe will never want you to suffer. Why would I choose that? And then I realized that the universe wants to expand all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time wants to expand. It cannot expand when you're holding on to suffering, when you're holding on to pain. It cannot expand. And it's trying to give you all the opportunities, including my mom's death that I didn't get. Right. And then your own death, but I could have gone on pills forever for whatever things and still die. Right. It's trying to give you all the lessons you need. Get the hell out of suffering. You cannot expand. Don't you see? You're sitting in a jail of pain. It's not even your pain. You brought it over with you for generations. Get out of it. Right. And now if I'm looking at my growth only in the last few years, I have accomplished more, you know, by, you know, even coaching people from depression, you know, that don't want to get to depression, than I have accomplished, than all my family has accomplished for three generations in just a few years, because the universe, all it wanted is to expand. And I needed this shock. I needed this lesson to understand that, okay, so I can do it. And how did I learn to do it? Now I combine all that information and I help others do it, right? But we have to understand that everything that happened has a reason. And a lot of times it happens to be a bad thing because guess what? We don't understand when somebody tells us the good thing, right? So somebody gives you an advice of, like I was 234 pounds when I started my journey. When my cousin came to me and said, you should lose weight. Oh, no, what do you know about it? Okay. When I got out of depression, I realized, man, I have to lose weight. I really, you know, can't carry this weight extra on my body. You know, it doesn't connect. But I needed that wake up moment because we don't like to listen to great advice. We do love to listen when we're in pain.
I believe, Anna, it is the dark places is when we really become our creator. We have to tap into who we are. If everything is going well, we don't pay attention to all the good things, the signs and whatever. But as soon as things began to be difficult, that's when you and I dig deeper. We go and find out who we truly are. And so I believe the dark times, I tell people all the time, Anna, do not be afraid of the dark times. That is the time that you will get to know who you are as a creator. You will come up with the answers. Go within yourself, dig deep within you, and the answers will come. Ask the questions over and over, and don't be superficial with the answers. If you want to change, be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself from that space. And as you begin to walk from one step to the other, you begin to change. Talk to me, because depression, Anna, is a billion-dollar business in the world, as far as all the medication.
I would say more than a billion, a lot more billions.
You're absolutely right. Several more billion dollars. Now, pharmaceutical companies do not want to get people out of depression because it's not profitable. So that we have to figure out another way. Here you have accomplished this another way. So how did you face those demons that are in your mind that were created as a child from people saying things to you, from you looking into your family background? Because I believe there's a principle that says that the sins of the fathers trickle down, and then someone in that family has to deal with that and face it. And you have been that one. You identified yourself that I am going to be that one. So talk to me as to how did you overcome or begin to become the masters over your depression?
So before I answer this question, let me just tell you the fact that I can't even put a Facebook ad or a YouTube ad online that I can help people overcome depression because of the rules and regulations of a government. Okay. So so people will understand, you know, it's like nobody wants you happy. Okay. Nobody wants you happy. Right. But on the other side, what we need to understand to answer your question is that in your darkest moments, you are one step away from healing. You practically have healed 99% of your problems through that suffering. The only thing you need to know is how to find the door that gets you totally out. And this is where most people stop, because they don't know the guidance to find the door, or they lost trust that there is a door at the end of a tunnel, right? So for me, it was simple. I said, well, you know, I am the last generation alive. Here is my son. Everybody else in my family died from depression genes, okay? If I don't make it, my son will be suicidal. My son will be an alcoholic. If I can't make this work, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
Because we're only two left, right? So I have to make this work. And what I did not know at that time, you know, I was super happy when I overcame depression, is that actually I would be called back by my mentor and said, you have to do this for a living. Mm-hmm. I'm like, me? Who? Are you talking? Really? Right? And I ended up doing this for a living because, you know, I've been through all stages. I've been through a child depressed. I've been through being an adult that, you know, young adult suicidal, right? When I've been through an adult of an alcoholic mother, I've been through a mother of a depressed child. I bring through all these stages and I bring to people a different perspective about how to understand their children depressed, right? How to understand themselves and the fact that you're prone to no. When you're in suffering, you're prone to no, or you're prone to the word, I can, but, and you always find excuses why you cannot. And a lot of times, you know, I joke and I offend people sometimes. I tell them, maybe you haven't suffered enough if you can find still excuses. Because the moment when you suffered enough, there are no excuses. What do you have to lose?
My background, and I grew up in the church. And so I usually go back and grab nuggets from there. And one of the stories that once you were talking about remind me of the prodigal son, they call it, in this principle where this young man got money from his dad and went and party. And then he spent all his money, the friends disappear, everything. The next picture we see, this man is eating with the pigs. And I keep telling people, mentioning that a lot of us have to go and eat with the pigs, Anna, in order for us to come to that place, because it was in that situation that this young man said, you know what? I can be better as a servant in my father's house. I might as well get up out of this pigsty that I'm in and start heading to my father's house. And so some of us have to go sit down and eat with the pigs before we can get to that place of desperation, because once you're desperate, where you're tired and sick and tired of sick and tired, and you don't see any other way out except to get up and start walking to my father's house. Some people, Anna, they're not there. No matter what.
Yeah. No, they're not there, Ken. But to be honest with you, Ken, this generation is accelerating. Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, you were in our 40s, okay, and we went through suffering, and now we just, you know, understand these things. But this generation, I was on stage with two millionaires and a billionaire just in December, and I got off the stage, you know, talking about the life challenges of teens and adults, and somebody approaches me and tells me, you know, I am the uncle of a six-year-old depressed child. Six-year-old depressed child that talks about death since the age of four. I really need your help. This generation wants the answers now. They don't want to put up with everything we put up for so long, right? This generation is accelerating. So this is why I give people the solution. I'm not joking. I give you the solution before the problem happens. This is what you say. This is what you do. Before any of this happens, this is what, you know, here is the solution. And I give the kids the solution. This is your solution. This is what you've been looking for. This is how to emotionally balance yourself, not to be a crutch for others or looking for a crutch in your life. This is what you do when you're angry. This is how you find people, you know, that resonate with you and don't. I give them the solution before the problem occurs, because they are accelerated generation. If it takes more than three clicks, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's true. Go and buy something online. If somebody's asking you for clicking more than three times, you're not going to buy it.
I'm laughing it's because true. I agree with you. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a 15-year-old granddaughter, and she is more mature than anything as the conversation she gives me. And she talks to me about her generation, how they are going to change the world. And I absolutely agree with her. And we see it happening right now, because and our generation, we were trained differently, and they watched us implode. And they said, no, we're not going to stay and work at that company for 40 years. And they treat me like that. And so it is a good thing. I think it's a good thing, because they are starting companies younger. They have such imagination, and they're taking advantage of it. So here you are, Anna. You are telling me about your mentor telling you that you need to teach this and so forth. And I believe, this is my belief, I believe that you and I go through what we go through, Anna, so that we can come out and we have empathy, we have compassion, we have those type qualities that we can now turn around and become teachers with those qualities. And as we are able to identify with the people that present to us, we can hug them, we can talk to them in a different way than someone that has never gone through anything like what they're talking about. But because you're familiar with it, the conviction that you have, it carries a power that I believe will reach down into some of their disbelief and cause them to believe. So tell me, how did you move from a woman going through all of these things, making all these adjustments, and then the thought, was it the teacher that dropped the thought in to become a teacher? And how did you go about start doing that?
So, Ken, to be honest with you, I tried everything that doesn't work, right? How many of us didn't try everything that doesn't work, okay? And this is how I did it. At the age of 19, I was suicidal. Within 2 months, I went to University of Psychology to fix myself. I said, Ben, I have a problem, okay? Clearly, I have a problem. Go and fix myself. And after 2 years, I joke, I said, I got in as a chicken and I came out as a cow with a lot of books in my belly, but no skills. At the end of university, people are asking me, are you going to be a therapist? I'm like, no. What do you want me to tell my client? That I was suicidal too on the same bridge, just at a different hour. We should meet next time there. No, I cannot do this because this doesn't work. If it didn't work for me, how it's going to work for others, right? So sometimes, you know, the struggles that you mentioned that we are teaching others is because we also know everything that doesn't work. We know everything that doesn't work. I have parents that come to me, my child goes to therapy for 3 years. I'm like, stop it. We can fix this in a week. Okay. Stop taking the child, you know, my child loves the therapist. No. The child needs to love you.
Yes.
Not the therapist. Mm-hmm. You're the parent. Okay. We don't realize that we are doing things that don't work. And how do we know they don't work? Or we have plenty of therapists in the last 20 years. We have plenty of doctors and plenty of antidepressants for the last 20 years. If they would have worked, we would have never known what depression is.
I agree with you.
Okay, so this is why these things don't work, and only we're holding on to them because we do not know what works, right? So a lot of people come to me after I have clients who put their kids in behavior hospitals. I don't know if you know what that is. They're jails for kids suicidal. After 3 months, between 3 weeks and 3 months, the child relapses. And they come to me and said, you're telling me that I locked up my kid for months and I spent $250 million and I did it for nothing. I'm like, yes, you did it for nothing, because you just can't take, you know, a kid locked up and try to solve their problems. You need to tell them the solution to their problems. And trust me, I have young adults that say, just tell me what to do. This is what you do. Oh, that's it? Yeah, I'll just do it. Oh, now I feel better. I'm like, I know. They want solutions. They don't want talking, complaining, okay? People that don't know how to help them. They want solutions. And you know something? This is the right way to accelerate healing and accelerate this generation. Give them the solution. They'll apply it. The young ones will apply it faster than
the
adults.
They're more open and willing and desire to change. As we said earlier, some people, they get there and they're not desperate enough to make that decision to go, let me make the change. So you have tried everything. So you are now the carrier of what doesn't work. and how to get out there in certain
Well, you have to know what doesn't work, because people tell me why this didn't work. And I actually even have videos on my there is a course for free on my website where I tell them exactly why it doesn't work. I have to explain to them mm-hmm. why it doesn't work, right? Because they don't understand. They still hold on to that. Maybe if I find another therapist, I'm like, did the therapist overcame depression? Well, I don't know. Maybe you should ask.
That's an excellent question to do ask some of them, because I know quite a few people that have been going through therapy for years.
Most of our clients are therapists, hypnotherapists, wow. and nurses.
That's an interesting group of people that you have there.
Yeah, most of our clients are like that, you know, and you're just wondering is like, okay, are you sure you want to go to these people? Because they're coming to me.
So how did you transition into the program, and how did you formulate it to make it palatable where people now can digest it, as they say, and bring forth fruit in their life and changes to help them gain self-reflection and make them happy versus thoughts of suicide and all of these things? How did that whole project, how did that thing come about, Anna?
So when I went through this journey in 7 months, I think I retain knowledge of over 5,000 wow. people, 5,000 lifetimes. Okay, so practically I have learned from Shaolin monks, from Himalayan yogi masters, life skills that they were holding on for thousands of years. You know, these are a category of people that never been depressed. Nobody went to ask them how to get out of depression, because we already had the answer by now if somebody would have just asked them, right? So at some point, one of my mentors, when I was thinking, is like, who I'm going to ask to get out of depression, I thought of like, what are the categories of people that never been depressed? And I went to Shaolin monks and Himalayan yogi masters. Okay. And I can't do any physical exercise because of my back problem. So I had, you know, mentors that were not able to take me because, you know, they do all kind of yoga and stuff. And I can't do all that. Right. So, I went to them and I said, you had all this knowledge for thousands of years. And they're like, yeah, nobody asked me except you. I'm like, really? Okay. So when I gain all that knowledge and how they think and how they're doing things, and exactly like you mentioned, you know, the thought pattern is different. They think differently. They act differently. Then I said, okay, well, you know, I can keep that information for myself and do my regular job, which is fine, where I can share this with the world. And on my website, for example, everything is for free. So we share a tremendous amount of information with the world.
That's awesome.
Just for education purposes.
I've had the privilege to deal with some of the martial arts folks in the spiritual side of martial arts. Always fascinated me. And I got a chance to question, as you did, some of the folks that dealt with it. And it is simply a form of how they think, as you mentioned. It's a shift in their perspective of life, how they connect to life, and who they are as individuals. And all of these things that you begin to understand how they think, it helps you. And that's how I came out of my mess from spending some time with folks like that to get me to shift my mental outlook on life and how I perceive things. And as once I did, my world became different. What you learn, I believe, Anna, is the ability to take your power back, to become an individual where you're not drifting in life, but you are making purposeful decision to proceed and to cause your life to progress from one state to the other. And what I call that state, that is absolute power. Because you're now, they teach you how to control your thoughts and how to use your thoughts to create new highways within the brain that will manifest in your body and in your life. And you're absolutely right. Those guys had the secrets for years and no one asked.
No, no one asked. But we asked all kind of doctors and therapists that they're also depressed and they have kids suicidal at home. Okay. But there is another thing that, you know, that you mentioned about the fact that how they pursue life. I teach this to my clients. I teach them how to create relationships, perfect relationships, okay, in their family. How to know which one, how it thinks in the family. I teach them that. And they said, you know, it's kind of scary to know what your child is thinking before your child is saying it. I'm like, yes, but that will give him the opportunity to connect with you easier because you understand him or her. And they don't have to lie just because they made a mistake. And then they go down that road, right? Or the same with the partners. So I teach them the ways of knowing who each one is from the moment you date them. So you can make the right decisions about your life, about your relationships before you get in contact with them. You get attached. You can get out of it, right? You're suffering. So there are so simple techniques and strategy to make life easier for yourself and for others around you. It's inimaginable how simple can it all be.
That is a insight that you is valuable to the current situation that we're in because people are in pain and they're making decisions based on all kinds of unnecessary emotions, but with your knowledge, you are able to guide them. Anyone that is listening, I just tell you guys to get in touch with her so that Anna can take you and I both to that next level so that we can learn how to become masters of ourselves. So you formulated this program. You still didn't tell me how you got this thing, girl. You got to talk to me. How did you put this pen to paper? How did you go from A to B and so that we can now get access to something like that?
Well, the truth is that not everybody can go for 3 months on a Himalayan yogi master journey in the Himalayas, okay? This is the truth. What you got to do, leave your family, your kids, your dogs, because listen, I need to go and get enlightened. I'm like, who cares? You have duties in the house, right? So I did something that nobody knew that's going to work. Everybody says, really? Is this going to work? I'm like, well, we're going to have to give it a try. Okay. I did something exactly like better, faster, more efficient, three clicks. Okay. This is what I did, right? So I did online programs, online classes, right? With online assistants, where you have a program, you meet with me or stuff like that, or depending on what program you choose, or you are one face-to-face, or you can ask questions. We made it so easily for everybody to not make mistakes in life. Because once you make a mistake in life because of society, because you ask the broken person what to do, okay, and stuff like that, then all of this path of suffering comes after, right? So think about just divorcing because you are just, you know, your marriage is falling apart. Well, I can fix 100% of the marriages that you haven't been cheated on, okay? If your spouse cheated on you, you still have 20% of fixing it chance if you know how to do it, right? So imagine that you're just drifting, and then you're afraid to find somebody else. And then guess what? Life without love is a sad life. Okay. And then you're just going down that path is like where you end up as miserable as you were in your relationship. Okay. You don't end up any better. Right. So we made it so easy for people to have online access to me, to click it, to follow specific programs that are, by the way, 4 hours approximately in length. You don't have four hours to fix your problem. You have 4 years to live in it. You know, well, it's your decision. right? So we made it super, super, super easy for parents with children angry, depressed, disobedient, for adults that are looking for healthy relationship. We made it in pieces, very easy for whatever you're looking for. Click and awesome. You're done.
Anyone, as I mentioned, guys, get in touch with her, please, because at this program, our goal is that as you listen at the guests that come in and those that are listening to Anna and you connect with her and her energy, get in touch with her so that she can put you into these courses and these classes so you can pick them and make sure that you are ready internally, because from listening to her, it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful journey. There's nothing like...
It's going to be as going to be a scary one, because some of the people cannot take the truth. But for your listen, yeah. So if you're not able to take the truth and to solve a problem, okay, better not get in touch with me. Okay. But for your listening, for our listeners, we have created something mm-hmm. super, super special. Okay. We have a special gift. You can go on the website lifestrategywithresults.com. So lifestrategywithresults.com, and click on Better Ask Anna. You can text us your name, your email address, and the name of this podcast, which mm-hmm. is Threads of Enlightenment. And you can ask a question. I will send you an audio or video between a week or two with exactly how to solve your problem. And it's all for free.
Thank you so much for that, Anna. This has been really excellent conversation. I am excited and honored that you stopped by, Anna, because you were able to deposit much to us. And I pray and hope everyone that is listening that wants to get a change in their life will get in touch with Anna and take advantage of this program that she has for the family that is a part of Threads of Enlightenment. And again, I thank you for coming to Threads of Enlightenment and enlightening us and giving us an opportunity to get a chance to meet you and partake of your journey.
Thank you, Ken. And thank you for raising awareness that we don't have to live in suffering anymore. That was the past generation. We're about time to change everything.
Isn't it time? I look at this situation.
Yes. Yes. We deserve it. We deserve it. We suffered enough.
I absolutely agree. I believe this disease that came to us, I believe it's about giving humanity an opportunity to reevaluate what's important in their life. We have been hooked up into the system via work. Now we're seeing, as we were home for so many hours, that, wait a minute, I can produce the same and be home and enjoy a better quality life. And so we have an opportunity to make the corporations and all the other systems to have to answer us as to why they did and implemented that system that they currently have, that we saw doesn't work. It's broken. It produces burnout. It causes all kinds of family problems. You go down the list. And so this, I believe, is a good thing. It gives us a chance to reset. Let's see what we do with it.
Exactly. And thank you, Ken,
thank
for
you
having
so much.
Me on your pod.
Everyone who's listening to this podcast, we hope to continually help you to learn how to embrace moments of darkness, because it is in the darkness that we learn how to develop and use our abilities to truly see those parts of ourselves, often invisible to us, in the light. It becomes your responsibility to navigate through all of your trials to find out who you truly are and begin your journey to loving yourself, which is possibly one of the most difficult things you will ever do in your life. To love yourself and to find the real you. But always remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you for coming by. Please subscribe. And if you can support us financially, we deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, anyone that you can. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.